In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tugi Entertainment or its partners.
It's all about direction. Welcome to Forward Motion with business and life coach Carmen Carroza. If you want your business to be the best in your industry, or move your career forward, or simply be better prepared for your future, Carmen brings a refreshing view of what coaching is all about, using real-world situations and information, along with expert guests that bring you cutting-edge strategies. They'll help you stay ahead of the crowd in a very competitive environment. Forward Motion will enrich your journey towards extraordinary success. Now with today's Forward Motion strategies, here is your host, business and life coach, Carmen Carroza.
And welcome to Forward Motion. This is Carmen Carroza. I'm so glad to have you with us. And we just just finished our holiday seasons and during the spring, which isn't really spring here in the Northeast. It's still, 30 degrees in the morning and doesn't get much higher than the 40s, but we'll take it, as we say. But that's what's going on here weather-wise. But the baseball season started, so that's always a good sign. When baseball gets going, it gives us some kind of echo of spring. So it'll be here shortly, I truly hope. We have a terrific guest today. We may have two, but at this moment, I believe we have Constance on the line. And we're going to be talking about inspiration today. That's really our discussion on most of our show. We'll get into a little bit of leadership at the end of the show, but it's about inspiration. And no better than Constance and the book that she recently wrote that will help you understand more about that and help you in our quest always to understand what it takes sometimes, the work, the effort to get where you need to go. Many times when I talk to small businesses and to individuals, as I coach them and work with them and see them in different situations, when we talk about getting to the next level and growing and so on, there's always there's sometimes a feeling that they just don't understand what it takes to get to that next step. And sometimes it takes people like Tony Daniels, who we'll talk about, that help you understand how much it takes. This young gentleman at a young age did this and came forth for the help on top of it. He didn't just fall into it. He really reached out, which is really enormous if you really think about it in today's day and age. So I want to tell you first about Constance, and then we'll get into the show a little bit. Constance Gorman is a former business owner and product development chemist who received a calling to participate in the education sector. She is currently a private tutor, but also occasionally teaches business, chemistry, and mathematics classes at local universities in Greater Cincinnati. She holds a BA in chemistry from Miami University, an MBA from University of Cincinnati, and a BS in education from the McGregor School at Antioch University. And I'm so glad to have you, Constance.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on your show.
Very excited to have you. Now, Constance wrote a book. It's called The Great Black Hope, and it's really the story. I'm going to read it so you get the intensity of what it's about. It's a true story about Tony Daniels, an in-the-closet illiterate high school student who was a standout football athlete with a promising future in college football and possibly the NFL. When Tony realized that he may not graduate from high school, he seeks the help of a willing science and math teacher to teach him how to read and overcome the many other life-threatening obstacles in his life. Follow Tony's journey of gaining the gift of reading, conquering a debilitating depression, and overcoming a heart ailment to find a successful career path he never would have imagined. Well, that's some story. I'll tell you that, Constance. So glad to have you. The first thing I want to ask you, Constance, what was, we all have stories on our lives. This is obviously such a compelling story. What was it that pushed you to say, I need to write about this?
Well, I shared this story with, my inner city friends or mm-hmm. my inner circle friends, just, in casual conversation. And, so many people expressed to me, they said, you really need to share this story with others because it was so inspirational. We read so many, bad news, there's so much negative news on newspapers these days and on television, and it seems like the world's going to pop, but really, you know, Tony is an example of someone who's willing to help himself that really could have taken the wrong path, but made a conscious decision not to do that. So, you know, he had the strength and the courage to reach out to someone that he thought could help him, you know, overcome the obstacles that were keeping him from becoming successful.
Yeah, that's, again, not only an inspirational story, but the reality that if you, you know, if you reach out, people will help you, you know, and I think that's such a key element. I know in this book, they talk about the fact that, you know, he was, you know, concerned about talking to his mom, his brother, those very close to him. And, you know, a lot of us can relate to that because it's sometimes the close ones you don't want to disappoint or make them feel that you're not reaching their level they expect you to reach. And, him reaching out to a teacher is just such a wonderful thing. So the question becomes, you know, when he came to you, Constance, what was the reaction? Did you feel like, yeah, this guy's got what it takes to get to the next level? Or did you feel like he's just another kid, you know, just trying to find a way out? She did. Okay. We'll get Constance right back on the line. But, you know, again, for him to reach, just think about it, you know, in high school today, we all deal with either, you know, middle schoolers or high schoolers. And boy, what a challenge at times. In today's day and age, there's so many distractions between, you know, texting and phones and games and all of the things they can do online today and on their telephone. Really distracts them sometimes from having communication one-on-one or in-depth conversations. But doing the things sometimes that really make a difference in their lives that are very positive, because sometimes you can get so disconnected by not having those conversations and so on. So the fact that Tony, you know, stepped up and said, hey, you know, I need help. And this wasn't – I don't believe Constance – we'll get her back on the line – but wasn't his teacher. I think it was her – well, okay. All right. I'm sure we'll get her back on. We're having a little trouble with the line. She's in the Cincinnati area, and we're here in New York. Hey, you know what? It's modern times. You never know what happens with the with the airwaves, but it's okay. We'll get her back. I just wanted to kind of fill you in on the story a little bit while we try to get Constance back on the line. The reality is, you know, he came to her and she listened, and you know, it's not just about finding a mentor, but it's finding the right mentor. It would have been very easy, and I'm sure we've all gone through this, where we went to somebody who we thought was going to help us and support us, or were, you know, very hopeful in that way, and it didn't work out as well as we would have anticipated. And it's very disappointing. You know, you can feel insecure. It could bring all kinds of different emotions to you when someone doesn't, you know, buy in per se. Okay, great, great. Constance, you're back. That's terrific.
Yes, I'm back. I apologize. I'm on my way back from Washington, D.C., and
that's okay.
The call got dropped.
So no, don't worry.
I'm
don't
here
worry.
Again.
I was filling them in a little bit. But the question I wanted to ask you, and I was kind of telling the audience about how you know, compelling the story is, but when Tony came to you, did you feel confident that Tony was the type of person that could really learn and get to that next level?
Oh, yes. That was one of my requirements when he came to me, for help. I learned in the past. I did mentor other students, and there were some that I think they enjoyed the
Well, we're obviously having trouble with – oh, it does. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay, it's okay. We'll fill folks in about the story, because the important thing is it's a great story, a great humanitarian story, a great story about youth, and a great story about how, you know, when you work together with someone who really wants help, hence a coach, just like myself. One thing we always say as coaches, we can't help anybody unless they really want to help themselves. I've done that in the past in the corporate world, where I was kind of said, "Hey, Carm, you need to get this guy on the right road. Nobody can help him. You try." And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, because it's all about the individual. If they don't want the help, if they're not willing to accept the support, the guidance, the partnership to get to the next level, you know, you can't help them. And sometimes you feel, gee, I failed at this person, but I learned that, you know, most of the time it wasn't my failure. It was the person who was the acceptor or the individual who I was trying to help who didn't want it. And that's sometimes ego gets in the way, pride, I'm better than you. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So we got Constance back. So glad to have her back. So Constance, we were just talking about.
Yeah, we're going to pull over. So,
we won't
get this drop call any longer.
Terrific. Just be careful.
Okay. Okay, we're over.
Oh, good, good, good. So we were talking about, you know, how you felt Tony was the type of guy you could work with, but you were telling us you did put some requirements in place.
Right. Yes, as I said before, I learned from experience from mentoring other students. I did have a couple that, you know, they enjoyed the attention, but they really weren't willing, you know, to hold up their end of the deal as far as, you know, there are times you have to complete homework or, you know, take that extra step to advance yourself. You know, so it wound up draining me, you know, because yeah. all the effort was on my part. So it was a valuable lesson learned before I met Tony. Mm-hmm. And I explained to him, you know, I would be happy to help you, but you have to meet me halfway. It can't be all me. And he agreed.
Right.
And he held up to that the entire time.
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a great
story.
When
I met him, he was holding 3 jobs.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's fantastic. So, and I the good news, I think we've got Tony. Tony on the line?
Yes, we are, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So good to have you. Nice. It's a great pleasure to meet you, and we're having a great discussion. We're just about to take a break, and I'm so glad we've got Tony on the line. So when we come back in the next segment, we can start our, you know, really kind of full discussion about, you know, Tony's the things he had to face, his obstacles. And this show is always about, how do you get past them? You know, it's our show is always to inspire people, and this is the perfect show to make that happen with folks like Tony with us. But it's great to have you, and we're going to continue our discussion. We're just getting into it, Tony, about you and Constance starting to work together, and her decision that said, "Hey, this is the right gentleman to make this happen for himself, and he's going to work with us to make it happen." So that's where we are, Tony. Just to kind of bring
okay.
up to date. Okay, so we'll be right back on Forward Motion and with Tony and with Constance. Right back.
Business and life coach Carmen Carozza will return in just a moment. Have you ever thought that maybe there was more to life than what you have? Have you ever looked at other more fortunate people and said, "Why can't I have that?" Do you know that greater potential lies deep within you, which all you have to do is learn how to tap into it, and your life will improve, perhaps dramatically? Get ready for the Power to Create Your Life Radio, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. World-renowned author, speaker, and coach Michael Stevenson is an expert in how to use your entire mind, both conscious and subconscious, to live a happy, fulfilled, prosperous, and healthy life. Author of the book Unstuck, The Owner's Manual for Success, and creator of the live event The Power to Create Your Life Now, Michael has spent the last 14 years teaching people to tap into the vast resources you have available within you. Join Michael and his guests weekly for a fun, empowering way to start your week on The Power to Create Your Life Radio, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
What does success mean to you? Money? Power? Fame? Having everything money can buy? Does it mean having a job or career that you love? A great family life, or simply to be happy? If you're still searching for answers, then join us each Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for Primetime Success Radio, where Alan Skidmore and his special guests will discuss health, finances, relationships, being in business, and how you can have a life that is not only successful, but a life of meaning. Alan has been studying success principles for over 25 years through reading, attending seminars, interviewing successful people, and a daily lesson from the School of Hard Knocks. And now he wants to share that information with you. So join Alan Skidmore on Primetime Success Radio every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. right here on the Rockstar Radio Network as he takes you on a journey of finding the heart of your success.
Welcome back to Forward Motion with your host, Carmen Carroza.
Welcome back. We are talking to Constance Gorman. She is the author of The Great Black Hope, and the subject and the inspiration for that story is Tony Daniels, and we are so lucky that Tony is able to get with us today. We were afraid he'd be on a run. He's a fireman. So, Tony, we're so glad you could spend a few minutes with us.
No problem. Thank you. It's my pleasure. Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Our show today is all about inspiration, and obviously you are the core of that. Tell us, Tony. We were talking to Constance, and she said, when you came to her, that you really were the type of person she said that I knew I could work with. He really was truly sincere about it. What kind of drove you to say, let me go to this person? Why Constance?
I had her as a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I knew how strict she was, but how nurturing she was. So I knew that I needed that strict teacher to help me, because if I was able to find a teacher that I was kind of able to run over or, kind of get away with certain stuff, mm-hmm. I would take that and I would run with it, because that was my personality. When I was growing up, I was trying to survive, so I was still in survival mode. Almost by any means necessary. So I knew that it was going to take a teacher who was, strict, but at the same time nurturing. And that wasn't Ms. Barman. So.
Well, that's, we were talking about earlier finding not only a mentor, but the right mentor. And you put such smart thought into it before you just jumped into it to say, this could be the right person for me. And that's just such smart thinking at a young age, especially when you're dealing with so many issues you were dealing with. When Tony, let's back up a little bit. When did you feel like, hey, you know what? I need help. What kind of drove you to that point? What did you see? What did you feel?
Well, I was getting ready to try to go to college. I was starting to get colleges that would look at me and the first thing they would ask, what's your SAT score? What's your SAT score? So I knew how important the test was. And it came down to where I remember failing all of my proficiency tests, which is the test that she helped me with. Mm-hmm. And once I found out that it was impossible for me to graduate high school without these tests, it's almost like a light bulb went off. It's time to really, take this serious and do what I need to do to potentially graduate and go on to college.
Gotcha. And then, again, for the audience, Tony was a stellar football player in the Cincinnati area, and, he was looking possibly going to the NFL and lots of different, wonderful thoughts in a young man's head at that point. Now he finds he needs some support and finds Constance, and they start to work together. Tell us, Constance, what kind of things, were you doing when you worked together? How did, you spent many hours, I know, after school helping Tony, and he was so sincere about getting the support. What kind of things helped him?
Well, to answer your first question, how we got started, the very first objective, I thought was the only objective, was to teach him, how to read. So how we got started was basically he told me that he had trouble reading certain words, that were more than maybe four or five letters long. Now, the simple words that he could understand, but any word that had vowel blends or consonant blends, he had difficulty. So we started off with reading, but as we progressed, I realized that he was deficient in many areas, and it makes sense for anybody who's out there in education that reading cuts across all the curriculum. If you can't read, you can't read directions to a math problem or, study history. So, he needed a lot of remedial work.
Yeah, yeah. And, then, you know, I've seen all measurements of illiteracy and all measurements of dyslexia. In the end, it's all about the individual and, you know, the kind of help and support they need. That's how I always look at it. And, you know, you started to see all the support Tony needed, which is absolutely wonderful in that you took the time and effort to make that happen. As you know, as you continued along that road, Tony, with the support and help, now, did it help build was your confidence building little by little? How were you feeling as you started to go through this, or was it more of a depression you went through?
Oh, it was definitely a depression. It almost felt like I was learning a foreign language.
Or, wow.
You know, a new language in general. You know, but it at times it got really frustrating, and you know, it was definitely times that I was just like, you know, ready to be done with it, and you know, I was ready to accept that, but you know, I knew it was something I had to do, so it just kind of like, you know, progressed, and I really started getting excited, you know, once we had took the test and I had passed a few of them. Mm-hmm. It made it a little bit more real that, you know, it was doable with, you know, hard work and sweat. Mm-hmm. And this was something that was achievable, but you know, I had to put in the work. So at that time, you know, I was able and willing to, you know, kind of go the extra mile and even farther, you know, on once I realized that it was achievable.
Yeah. And I think that's the key is, you know, to always look at the light at the end of the tunnel. And many times, as we know, you know, you come from Lincoln Heights, I believe, right? And that's a rough areas. We have them here. You know, I'm near New York City, and the same goes for us. And it's tough to sometimes get out of that neighborhood and get out of that same type of thinking, which is so easy to fall back into. Say, hey, you know what? I give up. I'll take the easy way out. But you really challenged yourself and fought through it, which is
I think the big thing is. You know, we've grown up in a society where we want everything now. We want the best now. We want something now. So, you know, when it's something that we have to work for, you know, you give up easy because you're like, you know, I want it right now. I want to be able to read right now. And that's kind of what I was going through at that point. I wanted to get it, but I wasn't getting it right, you know, right then and there. So, you know, once I realized that it was going to take time and, you know, baby steps, you know, your baby steps and, you know, crawl before you walk type of thing.
Yeah.
And Ms. Garman reiterated that a lot, that, you know, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Just keep at it. Made it a lot easier.
Well, that's some perseverance. Constance, you must have been amazed by this young man, how he just wasn't giving up.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that's one of the best attributes that Tony has, mm-hmm. is that number one, he's very agreeable and he's really easy to work with, you know, and he's a hard worker. So he really made it easy for me to kind of lead him in the right direction because, you know, he was just agreeable. I think everybody loves him for that. You know, he's very humble, gets along well with people, you know,
he has
all those good qualities.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And, you know, as a coach, we often talk about certain things. And one of them is, you know, so some folks are, you know, kind of book smart and some have, you know, real wisdom. And it seems like Tony has both, which which is really great mm-hmm. attribute. I mean, to be able to really talk the way he does about the way things are today, which is all about sometimes a lot of greed in this country and a lot of greed everywhere. But to be able to kind of step back and say, hey, you know what? Let's get to the real world. It's about communication. It's about learning and taking steps at a time and not, you know, feeling like if I don't have it all, I'm going to just take another way. That makes it happen easier for me. So, you know,
right.
Congratulations to him. Yep.
Yes, I always explain to my students, sometimes plan B is better than plan A. You know, if plan A doesn't work, don't panic. Sometimes it takes plan D, you know, and you probably get a chuckle out of the student, but that's the absolute truth. You know, you can't give up just because, you know, the first plan doesn't work. You know, you have to be persistent. You know, the people that aren't persistent usually win and become successful. So
that's right.
I think it's an important caveat that, you know, don't give up so easily, you know, if there's some barriers in your way. You know, and a lot of people think, this is what I've learned from my other students, they seem to have this impression that everybody's got it easy but them. But that's absolutely wrong to think that way. Everybody has their crosses to bear, but a lot of times they're hidden or people purposely hide them. Well, for instance, as Tony did, you know, with his illiteracy, you know, he was embarrassed, you know, was trying to, you know, find his way, and he thought this was the way, you know, just kind of struggle through. And I think there's a lot of people like that.
Yes.
So, you know, once students realize that, holy cow, it's not just me, everybody has issues, you know, then they're on the, they begin to, you know, follow the right path. They start, you know, their minds start thinking, and they start, you know, wondering, well, maybe it is possible for me to rise up above these circumstances instead of feeling so defeated.
Yes, absolutely. That's, you know, it takes a lot of courage, which isn't a word we hear a lot these days, but it's so courageous to me of a young man not only asking for the help, but sticking with it, dealing with the depression, dealing with all the other issues, and, you know, playing football, which is a lot of pressure from that end, too. And then, you know, one of the greatest things I love about this story is the fact that, you know, I played football, too, and you know, football is a great sport and you really get involved in it. And Tony, you know, had aspirations of hopefully becoming a pro. And now he's a fireman. And you could just feel, I've watched him on YouTube and so on, and you could just see how much he enjoys it and the passion he has for helping people. And, you know, to say, oh, gee, he must be disappointed he didn't go to the NFL. It's, to me, it's the opposite. It feels like he's really found his true way in life. Is that true, Tony?
Yeah, I probably get that question. Yeah, I mean, literally, once people, you know, read this, I get that question every time.
I'm sure.
How upset I was by that, or, you know, I know you wish you would have, you know, would have made. And it's like, really, you know, I'm kind of at that point now where I enjoy what I do so much that, you know, all that stuff is past me. And, you know, it's one of them things that, you know, my wife said, you know, I look forward to really going to work. There's not too many people that can say they look forward to going to work. And, you know, I actually do. I look forward to going to work and helping people. And I've accepted, you know, the way my life is going because I've really progressed. I've you know, just got done with paramedic school. And I just to make a long story short, sitting in the office with the head guy of the EMS at the school, and I didn't tell him that I had a dyslexia. And I remember asking him, you know, hey, you know, do you think that's something that, you know, somebody with dyslexia can be?
Stay right there, Tony, because we're going to go away. We have to come right back, but stay right there. We're going to finish that story and keep everybody waiting. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Business and life coach Carmen Carozza will return in just a moment. Get ready for Wise Up Radio, leveraging your learning, leadership, and legacy with Donna Kimbrand, the edgy evolutionary, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. If you're an entrepreneurial leader or visionary, stay ahead of your game with insights, tools, and strategies that give you the thought leader's edge. Each week, join Donna and her guests as she'll ask the edgy questions, help you discover game-changing shortcuts to better thinking and learning, how to explore the ripple effects of leadership excellence, and how to create your life as a living legacy, where the legacy you leave is the life you live. As thought leaders, you need strategies to help you enjoy the confidence and thrill of riding the wave of rapid change. For more on Donna, check out her website, GameChangerThinking.com. Then join the conversation and sharpen up your wits on Wise Up Radio with Donna Kimbrand, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. There's a new sheriff in town. All right, boys. It's time to bulletproof your taxes. It's Nellie Williams, Fridays at 1 Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network with Bulletproof Your Taxes. You can't avoid IRS problems with her audit proofing system. You know, time is running out. The IRS is looking for you and your business, and it's only going to get worse because they're determined to close as many loopholes that currently exist for virtual businesses. Nellie knows this to be true because she's a former IRS tax audit supervisor. So you know she knows her stuff. And learn how to beat, not cheat the IRS, and keep more of what's yours so it doesn't become theirs. Check out her website, bulletproofyourtaxes.com. Imagine the peace of mind knowing your taxes are
you're bulletproof. So we'll see you here, partner, for Bulletproof Your Taxes. Fridays at 1 Eastern with Nellie Williams right here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to Forward Motion with your host, Carmen Carroza.
And welcome back to Forward Motion. I have with me the author of The Great Black Hope, Constance Gorman, and I have the subject and the inspiration for that, Tony Daniels, with me today. And Tony, I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but I'd love to hear that story. And I know my audience is waiting to hear the rest of that story. So if you wouldn't mind continuing to tell us about the going to the testing area.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, this was a kind of a meeting that everybody had to have. And I just remember, you know, I just wanted to see his thoughts, you know, if somebody with a disability could actually go through the program. And I remember him telling me his exact words, absolutely no, that someone could even attempt to get through the paramedic program with a disability.
Oh my gosh.
With the class load and the workload. And I would just remember walking out of that room like, you know, almost like I needed that. I needed that. You know, I'm a very competitive person.
So you needed the challenge.
I needed that challenge. And I personally think that's one of the things that helped me through that class. Cause, you know, them days that I knew that, you know, it was a little harder, but maybe I was tired and I wanted to go to bed and I was just thinking about his comment. And it kept me up at night, you know, and I just keep pushing at it. And, you know, I was able to graduate at the top of my class. And, you know, it was definitely something that I accomplished that I thought, you know, just years before that was almost like impossible that I was able to accomplish. And I'm very, very happy and proud that I was able to get through that program.
And I'll tell you, we're very proud of you. I'm very proud of you, and you're an inspiration to me. And you're the kind of person that I will talk to my kids about to say, this is the kind of person, you know, you need to emulate as you grow up in life because you are that kind of inspiration, Tony. Constance, I wanted to ask you a question. I know that some other terrific people got involved, Levi Jones of the Bengals and our own LT here from here in New York. Tell us, you know, how they worked into the equation and helped Tony.
Well, I was tutoring Tony, you know, at first I thought it was going to be a 3-month project, but eventually stretched out into 2 years because he was so deficient. So mm-hmm. I got to know Tony pretty well, and he started asking me questions about football. Well, you know, as far as, you know, what colleges should he approach and things like that. And really, I didn't know anything about football. So, you know, I told him, I said, wow, we're going to have to get help. So the Cincinnati Enquirer hit an article in the front page on their one of their scouts, Duke Tobin. And I decided to give him a call to see if it was possible, if he could just lead Tony in the right direction as far as where he could maximize his talents in football, you know, at the college level.
Gotcha.
And I gave him a call, and Duke invited us down, you know, which I thought was going to be just a 10-minute interview because he's a busy man, and training camp was going on at that time. Mm. And Tony and I drove down there, and it wound up being a whole-day event. I mean,
wow.
They rolled out the red carpet, and it was totally unexpected.
And, unbelievable.
In the process, Duke Tobin hooked Tony up with Levi Jones, one of the offensive linemen for the Cincinnati Bengals, as a mentor to help guide him with his football decisions.
Oh, my gosh. Tony, you must have been, like, surreal, right, to be with all these guys?
That's one of them things I tell them, my son, just the experience. That's one of them experience of a lifetime. I mean, it was like we were, you know, in the mix, and it was awesome.
Wow, that's
you know, it was
great.
One of them. We just couldn't believe what was going on.
Right, one of those wonderful things you look back on and go, "Wow!"
Yeah,
we were both in shock. Tony kept asking me, "You must have some connections down here," and I kept explaining to him, "No connections." You know, I was just as much in shock. But you had mentioned Lawrence Taylor, and I'll explain how we became involved with him.
Yeah.
The very first book that Tony ever read on his own, cover to cover, was Over the Edge. It was Lawrence Taylor's
book. I have that book. Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. Well, you know, it just kind of fell into my lap at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And at that point, Tony was ready to read a full book on his own. You know, he had enough skills where he could read, wow, you know, a novel. And, you know, it had to be a book that he would be interested in. I knew it had to be special. It just couldn't be any type of classic, you know, that it had to be something that he could relate to.
Yep.
But anyway, when he finished that book, I decided to try to get in touch with Lawrence Taylor. And I called 2020 because they did a feature. I think it's ABC's 2020, you know, with Barbara Walter.
Sure.
I can't remember who interviewed Lawrence Taylor. It may have been another interviewer, but it was 2020. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I called their studios, explained the situation. I just, you know, want to let them know Lawrence Taylor's book was the very first book Tony ever read. And they patched me into, you know, the New York Jets, who Lawrence Taylor played for. Or was it the Giants? I'm not a football person.
The Giants. You just made me piss out, but that's okay. Right, Tony, you understand what I mean, right?
Yeah, right.
I tell the truth. I do not know much about football.
I'm just kidding around. But
anyway, so they gave me the direct number to his office, and
wow,
I wound up speaking with his personal assistant, Vicky, mm-hmm, who is also part of that book. And I explained that this was the first book, and I mean, we stayed on the phone for an hour. She wound up, you know, pretty much fostering Lawrence when he was in rehab. They were in rehab together. And it was because of her that he was able to get through it, because he had entered rehab several times and dropped out. But because of Vicky, she, you know, his fame and his fortune didn't impress her at all. And mm-hmm, as a result, Lawrence really respected her for that, and they became buds. After they both got out, he wound up employing her as his personal assistant. But she asked me if there was anything that they could do for Tony, and I said, wow, he could really use some long-sleeve shirts because it was really, you know, cold. And really, his clothing was limited as far as I could see. And they sent him a full – now, Tony, you can probably explain it better than I can, but a regulation jersey, or what do you call those, official jersey?
Basically, it was a throwback, long-sleeve throwback game jersey.
Wow, cool. Yeah. Very
and
nice.
We took a picture of him in that jersey, wearing Lawrence Taylor's jersey, holding up a book, you know, that he had read of Lawrence Taylor's, and sent it back to him. And then Lawrence Taylor autographed all those photos and sent them back, you know, to Tony with encouraging words, you know, keep up the good work, that sort of thing.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's really great. And, you know, it's funny, just it obviously touched a nerve, you know, in Mr. Taylor's eyes to say, you know, hey, I need to help this guy and kind of push it forward, as we say. Right. And that's just a great story.
Well, I did learn from someone who I ran into that went to college with Lawrence Taylor, and I explained to her what Lawrence did for Tony, and she said, of course. She said he did that because he was in the same position. He was illiterate, and someone helped him. She said he was paying it forward.
Yep, absolutely. Great. That's a great story. And Tony, on top of everything else, you had a heart issue, right?
Yes, I had called Wolf Parkinson White. It's basically, it's an extra pathway to the heart. So I definitely that was kind of one of the reasons I felt that, you know, it was my time to be done with football. Because, you know, I always wanted to do firefight, but I couldn't do both. So
right.
I always, you know, just kind of say, you know, I was very, you know, in touch with spiritually. And, you know, once I prayed about it, it was like that was it. That was the sign I was looking for. So I definitely, you know, contribute that happening. You know, I think everything happens for a reason.
That's
and,
right.
You know, and it happened, and, you know, that's definitely one of the reasons that I kind of gave up football.
Yeah. And, you know, you're absolutely right. So many folks don't get that, but there's signs out there, and we have to read them, and then we have to have the courage to go with them, right?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, it was, I mean, I hate to say it, but I had family members who basically, you know, not disowned me, but, you know, did not talk to me for a while after I decided not to play football, just because
my, you know, dad's side of the family was, you know, so big on, you know, football and, you know, trying to have somebody
made
it.
Sure.
So, you know, I had a, it was a hard decision. But I thought that, you know, I prayed about it and I was like, you know, whoever's going to stick with me is going to stick with me for the right reasons. That,
that's right.
You know, I felt like that was the way of kind of weeding people out. I was able to weed a lot of people out who wasn't in it for the right reasons. So that is definitely a good thing that it did happen just because of that reason.
That's fantastic. And now you have a beautiful family. You have, you know, folks like Constance and some other terrific folks around you. And you built that. And as much as you might probably be very humble about that, but you built that. And it's fascinating. It's inspiring. And I'm truly honored to have chatted with you. And I hope we get to meet down the road.
Yes, sir. Definitely. I definitely appreciate it. You know, I am very humbled about it. You know, me and my wife talk a lot, and just, you know, it's almost to the point where I'm so hard on my son. And sometimes I've got to just step back and say, you know, maybe I'm being too hard on him. But, I think we go through certain things for our kids, and kids' kids should not have to go through the same things and situations that we went through. So, you know, there's times I've got to kind of, like I said, I just got to kind of say, okay, I'm going to let him be a kid and not be
right,
hard on him.
Right.
But it's almost by nature, you know, kind
of
like, I'm not going to let that happen to him. And, you know, he's not going to do the same thing that I was, you know, doing. So I am very humble, and I definitely appreciate him for meeting you down the road also.
That's it. You sound like a blessed person who really gets life. And we need more people like that. Constance, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to put the book up on our site, and it'll be up on MediaGuestConnect.com. So it'll be up all over the place. You can find it at Amazon. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. You can download it on your Kindle, on your Nook, right?
Yes. It's available everywhere.
Available everywhere. And we're going to put it all over our sites and in our social media so everybody's aware of it. The Great Black Hope by Constance Gorman. And Tony and Constance, thank you so much for being with us. You're a great inspiration to everyone out there, and we will continue to spread the word.
And it's been a pleasure. It's been a wonderful interview.
Thank you so much to the both of you, and bless both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful interview, wonderful people, and it's so nice to have people like that on, isn't it, who really get what life's about. We're going to come right back on Forward Motion. We're going to finish up. We're going to talk about kind of a segue into leadership, and we'll be right back in about 2 minutes. Thanks.
Business and life coach Carmen Carozza will return in just a moment.
Join us for Legends, Just Ask Us, Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern here on the Rockstar Radio Network with co-hosts Jody Stork and Sherry O, best friends for more than 40 years. We'll take you on an exciting journey every Tuesday morning. You'll get to hear interviews with wild, wacky, and winsome guests who are making a difference in the lives they touch. You'll get to hear what inspired them to reach their goals and to create their own legends. Tune in to get your own ideas on how to live a life without regrets and leave your own legacy. When you reach the end of your life, do you want to be one of the people that are glad that they lived life without regrets? Or one of the people who wish they had left a legacy? Jody and Sherry are glad they did. They're legends in their own minds. Just ask them. It's Legends, Just Ask Us, with your host, Jody Stork and Sherry O. Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Are you the kind of parent who just wants their kids to live the life of their dreams? Well, grab your kids and join How to Raise a Millionaire Radio with Ann Morgan James and Jack James. It's a lively interview and call-in show, Thursday, 6 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. This dynamic mother and son team are on a mission. They want to empower kids to dream big and go after those dreams with gusto. They want to fill the world with kid entrepreneurs. Are your kids ready for success? Don't miss their fun antics, lively guests, and discussions. For more on Ann and Jack and their show, check out their website, howtoraiseamillionaire.com. Then join the conversation of lively interviews and call-ins. And let's give our kids the tools and encouragements they need to build a future they can bank on, no matter what the economy throws their way. It's How to Raise a Millionaire Radio with Ann Morgan James and Jack James, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to Forward Motion with your host, Carmen Carroza.
And welcome back to Forward Motion. I hope you were able to, you were tuned in to listen to Tony Daniels and Constance Gorman and the terrific book, The Great Black Hope, that Constance wrote about Tony's life and what he went through to reach wonderful heights in life, raise a wonderful family, and absolutely terrific guy. You could just feel from him not only how humble he is, but what a very smart, intelligent, smart-thinking young man. And we're really happy to have had him. You can find the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold. And please pick up a copy. We'll put it up on our website. We'll put it up on our social media so you can find it with us also. Remember, you can get us at Facebook. And you can find us on Twitter and at My Forward Motion and everywhere, LinkedIn, you name it, you can find us in social media. So the website is CarrozzaAssociates.com, C-A-R-R-O-Z-Z-A, Associates.com, and we'll throw the book up on our website there and on MediaGuestConnect.com. So we won't let you miss it. Let's talk about leadership a little bit. You know, why we're talking about this is, a lot of folks have been talking to me about decision making, and I've heard a lot of scuttlebutt recently about what is decision making like today for leaders. And that's a great question because things change over time. And there was years ago a lot of analysis went into decision making, especially at senior levels or when there was big decisions to be made. And today, the time doesn't allow you to do that. In fact, it's probably a deterrent to making a decision in today's, busy world of in the business side, especially, family, you have to make decisions too. And it's the same thing. There's a time element. There's an element of we've got to do it now and figure it out now. So as a leader, how do you battle that so that you're sure you're making, a smart decision? It's not always the right decision, but it's a smart decision. And, There's some things we could talk about that will get you through that and thought processes. For instance, we talk about a time element. I always tell folks, take as long as it takes, as long as it doesn't take too much time. And they say, what does that mean? Well, that means based on the level of or the criticality, if that's the word I use, of the decision. Based on that, what effect does it have on the organization, on the family, from a expense or budget perspective, from a people perspective, from a client perspective? And the enormity of that should give you, a good sense of, hey, this has to be made in the next hour or the next day. I usually say if it takes more than 2 or 3 days, it's probably too long for almost any decision because you should be able to make a decision before that, with the analysis available and the ability for any corporation to give you information you need to make a smart decision. But, you have to frame what you're thinking. And how do you do that? What you do is you take every piece of it and, there used to be – and sometimes this works, and that's writing the pros and cons. You kind of write them down or jot them down fast. But you got to be careful of something. When we want to make a decision, unfortunately, we all have our own bias, and we may want the decision to go a certain way. So when we're writing pros and cons, we're gonna lean towards the way we would like to decide, whatever part of our brain is saying, I just have a gut feeling this is the right decision. And that's dangerous to do at times because it'll lead us down the wrong road and to make a decision that may not be the best decision for all involved from every level. So sometimes the thing is to step back and say, let me look at all the different options. So it may not be, hey, it's black and white, I need this or this, but there may be some middle ground. An example may be, we need to let go of 5 people in order to make our budget. And that's, that could be, that's the decision mandated and said, hey, here's what it is, figure it out. who are the five to go or whatever. Sometimes you can think, hey, is there part-time opportunity? Is there other areas maybe we could cut a little budget and be able to save these individuals? So again, opening your thinking to different levels. In other words, breaking it out to say, you know what, there's other options, and creating a list of options rather than pros and cons may be a better way to go when you're making a decision. So decision A or decision B might become decision A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, A6, and A7. And now, okay, now this one now doesn't hurt as many people, saves money, and gets us to the same place in it might be even a shorter period of time. So you never know what might work when you make smart decisions. And part of that is really framing it and trying to take out the subjectivity that we would put into it, which is very, very normal for any decision. In fact, as a coach, one of the things I talk to my clients about often, especially when they first come on board, is the fact that, you know, we surround ourselves with folks, you know, I call them our circle, you know, our parents or our sisters and brothers and cousins and uncles and aunts. And a few of them are some folks sometimes we rely on for certain things to talk about, or we have a big issue or a big problem we want to talk about to them. Well, you know what? Sometimes those are the worst people to talk to. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I don't mean that they're not good people. They probably love you more than anybody else on earth. But the issue becomes there's some subjectivity to it. They care so much about you, they don't want you to get hurt. They don't want you to take a risk. They don't want you to move far away. They don't want you to be with a guy because they're not really sure about him. Whatever it is, whatever the question is, whatever the decision-making moment is, could lead you down the wrong road because somebody with subjectivity in it is giving you the advice. One of the wonderful reasons about a coach is, if you find the right coach, just as we find the right mentor, is that we're here to, it's 100% about you. So we're not going to, none of the subjectivity flows in. It's purely about your decision. So we will talk to you and have conversations and ask you a lot of questions to really get down to the level of, hey, you know what? When it comes down to it, do you really want to do this, or do you really want to make this happen? And you'll find the answer yourself based on a lot of discussion and conversation. But that's because we're thinking about you 100%. And that doesn't always happen in your circle. And what Tony did, if you listen to our first end of the show with Tony Daniels and Constance Gorman about The Great Black Hope, the wonderful book that's out there, it's a great inspiration, but it's all about that same thing. He took himself out from the easy way out, which is his mom, his brother, who might have given him the wrong advice because they wanted him to play football. They told him, hey, you know what, just do what you're doing and be quiet. He had some fears about them they would disappoint them. He had all kinds of bad feelings about it. So he found a teacher that not only did he find a teacher, but he looked for a teacher that really fit his requirements, which was somebody who was strict, wasn't going to let him off the hook, and at the same time, had a heart. And he did find one in Constance Gorman. And when he did that, it changed his life. Because somebody who there was to help him, not let him get away with things, kept him on the right track, and was there for the long haul for him. And that's what you need to find in life. If you find the right mentor, the right coach that helps you, it's courageous of you to find that person. And that's what Tony has, a lot of courage at a young age to go seek that kind of help and support. To me, is amazing, because that's not something young folks would often do. So for him to do that tells us there's hope, because if he can do it, anybody can do it. You just need to, get rid of the ego, get rid of the fears, the peer pressure around you that will often lead you to the wrong direction, because we often will follow the wrong folks or the wrong thinking purely because we just don't want to feel left out, or we have the fear they might not like us anymore. Those are the real feelings. But, he just took it upon himself to go get help. And that's what we all need to do. I've do it. We all need to say, hey, you know what? These are some decisions. These are some things I need to do that I need some support with. And I need to find the right person to do that, rather than find the easy folks that are either going to be agreeable or are going to protect you and keep you in that cocoon. And that's absolutely most of the time the wrong thing to do. So when we talk about decision making, when we make our own decisions, again, whether we're the CEO of a company, whether we're the head of a family, whether we're somebody with an issue, a young adult, or a even somebody in a line position at a company, we make decisions all the time that affect our career and our life. So think it out. Make sure if you need somebody, it's somebody who's truly looking at 100% for your benefit. And at the same time, look at all the options. One of the key components I find today is, in careers, folks that are, either at a job, don't like their job, are fearful of losing their job, and they want to start a business, or, into a lot of those discussions. And they're so stressed by the fact, I have to leave if I don't like this company, and what am I going to do next, and what if I want to start a business? And there's all the in-between opportunities to find other options. They could maybe, start to take some classes in that particular subject or different industry they want to get into while they're still working. They could talk to their boss. Maybe they need to talk to their boss about some of the issues that are stressing this person out so much. They may be able to maybe change departments and stay with the company while they start to learn the other industry they want to go. What my point is, there's other options, and there's things that will free you of those fears, stress, pressure that you put upon yourself. So, the decision-making process is often something that causes so much pressure on us. We put so much pressure on ourselves because we're not sure what we should do, and we don't want to hurt certain people, and we don't want to affect other people. And the reality is those decisions can be made, but we should open up an opportunity for us by saying, hey, you know what? It's not as black and white as I thought it was. There's other options in here. And if you find the right person, coach, mentor, whoever, to help you make that decision, it's even better, because we're here to help you take that step forward, which that step is having that discussion, enter into discussion about why am I making this decision? What are the long-term effects, short-term effects? And then make a smart decision for yourself that's going to always make you move forward. And that's our goal here at Forward Motion, is to move you forward. We get stuck in the past. We get stuck in our own messes at times. But the reality is there's ways out. Just find it with the right person and have that courage to step forward. And remember, when it comes to Forward Motion, direction makes all the difference. And that's what it's about, heading in the right direction. So thank you so much for being with us today. Again, the wonderful folks that were with us today, Constance Gorman and Tony Daniels, The Great Black Hope. Pick it up at your bookstore or on Amazon. And we will see you next week on Forward Motion. This is Carmen Carozza, your business and life coach. Have a wonderful and great week. Thank you.
Time, I invite you to join with business and life coach Carmen Carozza on Forward Motion as he enriches